Still on the subject of comics, you could say, back in 2008, the Library of Congress created the post of National Ambassador for Young People's Literature. It's a two-year position tasked with traveling around the country, showing kids that reading can be a vital part of their lives. This year, the honor went to Jean Luen Yang. He's the author of award-winning titles like Boxers and Saints and American-Born Chinese. And I admit, I'm burying the headline here. Yang is the very first graphic novelist to be named to the post.
I think it's kind of a crazy thing. This is something that when I was growing up reading comics and dreaming of making comics that I never would have thought could happen. When I was a kid, the comic book industry and the quote-unquote traditional book industry were really two separate entities, you know, each with its own distribution system, each with its own rewards, each with its own stores. And over the course of the last 10 or 20 years, they've really merged together. I feel really lucky to be a cartoonist working at this time because I feel like I've really benefited from this merging.
And what about the readers, like the young readers that you are writing for? I mean, have you seen a change in recent years in the way young adults relate and react to graphic novels?
Well, I think, you know, the young readers nowadays are reading more comics than they ever have before. When I was a kid, there were just a handful of my fellow classmates who are reading comics. And now it seems like almost every kid in every classroom is reading comics. But they're just reading different kinds of books than I was when I was growing up. Nowadays, I think there's a much wider variety of types of stories that are available through the comics format. And the other big thing is a lot of parents and a lot of educators and especially librarians have really woken up to the fact that comics are this wonderful way of telling stories, that when you teach kids to read comics, you're really teaching them to interact with information in this very complex way.
Well, I think a certain generation of people would say comics are not literature, but maybe that's why they change it from comics to graphic novels. And there is something that's changed in the content of graphic novels, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, there are these three major comic book cultures in the world. There's us, there's the American one, there's one that's in Asia that's largely based in Japan, and then there's one in Europe that's kind of centered around France. And in those other two cultures, they've always told a diversity of stories. They've always had various genres represented in comics and graphic novels. It's only in America that comics have largely been associated with a single genre, with superheroes. And finally, we're seeing that break. You know, we're finally seeing the same kind of diversity here as they have in those other two cultures.
So you were the child of immigrants from China. Let's go back to when you were a kid. How did graphic novels connect you as a kind of second-generation immigrant to American culture?
Well, you know, I mostly grew up with superhero comics, and I was immediately drawn to them. I started collecting superhero comics when I was in the fifth grade, and I don't think I was conscious of this at the time, but I really believe that what drew me to superhero comics was this convention of having a dual identity. You know, Superman isn't just Superman, he's also Clark Kent. Batman is also Bruce Wayne. And this negotiation of identities that I saw on the comic book page reflected a negotiation of identities that I experienced as the child of immigrants.
Wow.
I grew up with two different names, one at home, the other one at school. I grew up with two different sets of cultural expectations. And again, I don't think I was conscious of it, but when I was reading about Superman and Clark Kent being the same person, I kind of felt that about me as well.
So was there anything missing from that superhero kind of theme that you as a writer and artist wanted to backfill?
Well, sure. I even though I could deeply relate to these characters, very few of them really looked like me. You know, I didn't grow up with a lot of Asian American superheroes. I think, were there any? Yeah, there was Jubilee on the X-Men. X-Men has always been a fairly diverse super team. You know, there's Jubilee on the X-Men. They also had a guy named Sunfire. They had a lady named Psylocke who was born British, but then she was kidnapped by these ninjas and given an Asian body. So I kind of claim her as well.
Right.
But largely, there just weren't a lot.
So you've just gotten this two-year ambassadorship with the Library of Congress. What are you going to do with it? What does the Library of Congress want you to do?
I'm continuing a legacy that's already been established. The Library of Congress and the Children's Book Council and Every Child a Reader, those are the three sponsoring organizations behind it. They really want to raise awareness of reading in general. And that's what I'm going to be part of something that's much bigger than myself. You know, as an author, I get to do these different school visits and I get to talk to kids about books, but they're largely just my books. Now I get to talk to them about books in general. I get to talk to them about reading in general. I get to talk to them not just about graphic novels, but about the diversity of books that are available to them.
Jean Luen Yang, author of Boxers and Saints, an American-born Chinese, and now the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature at the Library of Congress. Thank you very much, Jean.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.